This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of Rick, here's another Rick. Rick Britton joins us on the program. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing? That's a tough game.
It is a tough game. I think what I'm going to have to do is give little hints.
Yeah, I think that works. And the drama was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, drama's my middle name. So, speaking of drama, there is a lot of drama when we talk about Civil War history, is there not?
It's a lot of drama. There is. And I actually had folks, after the last time I was on, I had folks emailing me and asking me questions about the things that we were talking about. And it's kind of interesting because we were talking about the centrality of slavery to the issue of secession. And there are a number of websites on the internet, and what they'll do is they'll remove the explanation of causes that were also issued by the different states, along with the ordinances of secession. But they remove all of those so that it's kind of cleaned up and kind of prettified. So isn't that interesting?
And it makes it all about states' rights. And
it makes it less about slavery. And so this one fellow in particular who wrote me, I directed him to this other site that shows you the ordinances of secession with the attached explanation of causes that were also issued by the states. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Is it sort of like Aldous Huxley rewriting history, sort of sanitizing history for political purposes today?
Yes, absolutely, for political purposes, absolutely, yep.
Yeah, I mean, for number one, and I've said all along in this discussion, I think we should commemorate the Civil War history, especially in Virginia, whereas Rick Britton tells us more of the Civil War was fought on the Virginia red clay than anywhere else in America. So we should have a Civil War History Month, if the government is going to be doing stuff like that and making proclamations of different kinds of months. But I'm not one of those who thinks we should be commemorating the Confederacy and having a Confederate History Month.
Yeah, not commemorating only the Confederacy, but the entire awful, gut-wrenching struggle.
And everybody
involved and all the different issues.
And tell the story. Tell the full story that slavery was absolutely a huge part of it.
Tell the true story.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, you can't say that every person who took up arms, men and women in the South, was fighting for slavery.
That's right.
But the governments that represented them certainly made it clear as a whole that was at the center of their thinking.
They sure did. They sure did. And a well-known historian pointed out to me just the other day, I was asking him more about this and got into a really interesting discussion, and he pointed out that he had some great quotes by Jefferson Davis and Alexander Stevens, the president and vice president of the Confederacy, at the beginning of the war, 61, and at the end of the war when they were writing their biographies, and very different stories over why the South seceded.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting, yeah.
So what's going on in your life?
Oh, man. Well, tonight, we're keeping really busy, but tonight is the first talk in our Civil War lecture and day trip series talking about the Civil War. So that's absolutely free at 6 p.m. at the Charlottesville Senior Center. So come on by. That's on Pepsi Place. And we're talking about the Battle of Big Bethel, which is really the first battle, the first land battle in Virginia in the Civil War. It's 41 days before First Manassas. And then next week on Wednesday, we're going to go down and see that site, but also see Fortress Monroe and the Mariners Museum, which is just absolutely must-see. So that's what's starting for me tonight, and this will happen every month. On the third Wednesday, have a free talk, and then on the fourth Wednesday, a trip down to see that site.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's really great stuff.
Now, are you doing the Battle of Wilderness in this series?
We're not doing the Battle of the Wilderness. You and I have talked about this before. The Battle of the Wilderness, and it's one of the reasons I think it's this whole thing has played out the way it has. The Battle of the Wilderness is really hard to interpret. It's one of these sites where it's hard to take people to and explain it because it's mostly wooded still. And it's very, very complex and hard to interpret. So,
yeah, you don't want to drag people through the woods.
It's tough to do that. Yeah, it's tough to do that. And most of it's in the woods. There are very few places where you stand, you have an amazing vista, and you can point out all these different sites.
Yeah.
There are very few, except there is one place, and there was a recent ruling just a couple of weeks ago by a judge that was very favorable to the preservationists, and it's because a local preservation group maintains a historic estate right near the battlefield and within a mile of the proposed Walmart, Super Walmart site. And the judge ruled that this place would be adversely affected. So there's good reason, you know, for them to look again at how the County Board of Supervisors voted, because they disregarded the advice of a lot of historians.
Interesting. Hey, yeah. We got Greg is on the program. Greg is in Albemarle County. Greg, go right ahead.
Hey, how are you all today?
Really good. Happy Wednesday.
Appreciate the topic. I had a lot of great ancestors, uncles, and fight on both sides in the Civil War, and I used to hear stories from some of the kids of those survivors, and when I was a kid, and basically the gist I got, well, first of all, slavery's a horrible thing. Don't get anybody wrong; that's terrible. But the gist I got is they basically just didn't want the federal government or anybody coming down here and telling them what to do with their land or their business or their property.
Greg, thanks for the call. We are out of time. We got a break for local news here, but Rick Britton gave you a chance to respond to that really quick, because we've heard that quite a bit, that, well, it really wasn't as much about slavery so much as it was about these Confederates. They're the ones who really understood the Constitution.
Yeah, and not everybody, just like we were saying, not everybody, you know, fought to defend the horrible institution of slavery, but the states sure seceded to defend that institution.
Yeah. Yep. Go see Rick Britton tonight. He's out at the Senior Center at 6 o'clock. Starting his Civil War lectures and day trip series. And Rick, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Absolutely, have a great time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.